This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Spitwads, one thing I've learned as I have grown into the old man that I am in my late 30s is that if I don't sleep well, my life is awful.
You are not lying.
I mean, you need good sleep, which means, believe it or not, Jason, I don't know if you know this, you sleep on something, and it helps you sleep. And it's not the floor. It's called a mattress. And if you have a crappy mattress, you get crappy sleep, and then you're a crappy person.
See, I thought I slept on air because I have a Helix mattress.
Oh, I know.
It's amazing.
You have to check out the Helix mattress. We've slept on it many, many nights. And many, many nights, I've woken up feeling refreshed. That's the best way to wake up. Not just okay. You want to be refreshed. This is the best mattress that I've ever had. So you've got to check out the sleep quiz that they do, because they give you a quiz. It takes 2 minutes. You complete it. It matches your body type and your sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. It's that simple, because not everybody's the same.
Not everybody's the same. I'm a big boy. I weigh a lot. And they got a mattress just for me, no joke.
And then the quiz results showed that?
They did.
And you got the right mattress.
That's right.
And now you sleep.
It's fantastic.
Just go to helixsleep.com/ballers. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattresses, all mattress orders, and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/ballers. That's helixsleep.com/ballers for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows.
What happens when 3 buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Oh, welcome in, everybody.
I didn't know what sounds my mouth was going to make.
You went with poo.
Did I? Was
you
that did. In there?
You went with a poo and you rhymed it with boo.
Bobbity boo, yeah.
I blacked out.
Spitballers episode 175. No better time to black out.
Jason's preparation for the scat.
Should we describe it?
It will always be entertaining to me because he has such an insecurity, and if there's one thing, like, people, maybe you don't realize it, I don't know if you do, but just Jason's lack of shame, insecurity about basically everything, is legendary. This man is it's hard, you can't faze him, you can't shake him, he's never shooketh, except when it comes to just 5 beats of a scat to open up our podcast, and each and every single time he realizes that it's his turn, he freaks out.
It's my least favorite thing of all things.
Of all things?
Of all the things, doing the scat is my least favorite.
For a while, I thought we were just talking about him as though he was not present.
I don't know what's going on in my
hair
right now.
5 beats of the scat, 5 beads of sweat upon his glistening forehead.
But he closes his eyes.
Yes.
He starts moving around. He looks.
Feel it.
He looks. Well, you don't look like you're feeling music. You look like a fighter about to enter the ring in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what it is. That's how intense I am when I feel music.
He reminds me of that. What was the show where you always had to do gross stuff?
Double Dare.
Joe Rogan would host it.
Oh, Fear Factor.
Yeah, he looked more like a guy who's like trying to build up a little confidence to eat a worm or something.
That's exactly what it feels
like. Would you
like.
Rather eat a worm
Ooh.
Or do the scat?
Is the worm alive or dead?
It's alive.
Then I would rather scat.
Okay. It's dead.
Give me that worm.
You'd rather eat a dead worm?
I feel like that's not that big a deal.
See, a dead worm could have gone bad.
Fish eat
a live worm, you know that's the good stuff. You know he's healthy.
I want it freshly dead.
Oh, okay.
I don't want like some rotting worm. I just want like...
You have to kill it.
Okay, I have to kill it?
In a little mini guillotine.
Yes, I mean, that is the way, right? Because... What's funny is
I was trying to picture how you would kill. I was thinking like you bop it on the head with a mini mallet.
As he said that, I was like, okay, I've got to kill this thing. How do you kill a worm? Like if I put it in a Ziploc bag and got all the air out?
Oh, that's
torture.
But does it need air? I don't know.
Oh, that's a great question.
Like, how long?
Does it need air?
If I put it in a Ziploc bag and got the air out, and I open that bag in
a week,
1 minute, is it dead?
That's like we've talked about you. In Arizona, you have pools, so you have wasps flying around. If you put a wasp under the water, it will not drown.
For a long, long time.
So, I mean, a worm, how long does it
take
a worm?
How long can a worm hold its breath? That's the question. I mean, they're underground, right? They're like in the dirt.
All right, little fella.
He's still alive! How long? I mean... They don't have lungs.
How do you kill a worm apart from just eating it?
Apart from smashing it and turning it into a smoothie, I have no idea.
I guess a mini guillotine is one way.
But
you gotta lead him up to it.
No,
I don't.
Dun, 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 dun.
I've built little gallows. Dun,
dun. You have another worm with an executioner mask on.
No.
Oh, the other worm has to do it. They've
pulled the string.
But here's the problem with that. Isn't there, like, if you cut a worm in half, aren't both of them, like, both halves still alive?
Yeah, something like that.
So that's not going to work.
They're not really alive. They don't grow back.
I think earthworms do.
Both sides of it?
I don't
know. Now, maybe it's not, like, we've accidentally had the tail come off a lizard, and the lizard grows its tail back.
No, there's something.
Or no, wait, it just lives without a tail.
Yeah, the lizard grows the tail back. But, like, worms, I think you can.
I think they live through that.
I think they do.
Like, so, no.
Earthworms, I think earthworms
they don't have eyes on both sides of their body.
Well, earthworms, I believe, have no eyes, but I believe they have
all right, fair point.
I think they have multiple hearts.
You ever seen eyes on a worm?
you ever seen the eyes on a worm that you're putting in a guillotine?
They get real big.
Will two worms...
Mister!
Will two worms grow from a worm cut in half? You may have been told this as a little child, that an earthworm will regenerate into two new worms. But if you've ever experimented with the animals, you've probably been disappointed.
Though
it may not seem like it, earthworms have a distinctive head and tail.
We got caught?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
If an earthworm is split in two, it will not become two new worms. The head of the worm may survive and regenerate its tail
if the animal
is cut.
Still alive.
But the original tail of the worm will not be able to grow a new head.
Now, how can you tell which... And side is the head.
One of them poops.
They said you can't tell very easily.
No, so. I can't. They knew me. They saw me so clearly in that article.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, man. We have Would You Rather on the show. Today is the day that we beat Al and Liar Liar, of course.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Do we have a count? Because at this point, I need to know how many times you've won in a row on a regular basis so that I know what I'm overcoming.
I believe we're up to 13.
Goodness gracious.
Wow.
What have you kept? Cut the head off an owl. Will it grow back?
No, thankfully, it doesn't.
We're going to try to beat him today in Liar Liar. We have Would You Rather. We have a Nintendo Characters Battle Royale draft on today's show as well. Spitballerspod.com is the website. You can connect with us over there. Let's get going.
Would You Rather.
The earthworm guillotine discussion was not one I was prepared for, but I welcome it.
I've been saving that conversation for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's all I want to learn about right now. I don't want to do would you rather questions. I just want more worm facts.
Is Earthworm Jim eligible for our Nintendo draft? Ooh,
great game, great character.
You know,
the answer is no.
Wait, if you guys thought that that happened, you know a lot of kids thought it happened, which means a lot of kids, unfortunately, experimented to find out if
worms.
It would happen.
Now, there are types of worms that will regenerate.
What? That's awesome.
The three-banded panther worm. You can split in halves or thirds, either crosswise or diagonally, and each segment will regenerate just fine.
This is liar episode.
Hold on.
So be careful.
Hit me with the name one more time.
Three-banded panther worm.
That's awesome.
Is this the coolest worm that's ever been in existence?
Yeah.
A three-banded panther worm?
Yeah, it's actually
panther
just
or panda?
No, panther.
Oh, yeah, that's way cooler.
The panda worm?
One's more cuddly.
Would you rather, from Dallas on the website, would you rather have to say the http://www.
Dot. Don't do that.
Every time you tell somebody a website.
Don't do that.
Or add your signature to the bottom of every text message you send using your phone touch screen. So you have to add your signature. You have to type out a signature to all your texts?
Or do you have to like sign it? Like
you sign it with your finger.
Oh, to every text that you send?
Correct.
Also.
What flair that is.
This is a good conversation. So what are we doing with the signature? Well, like, why is the signature so powerful? And, you know, allegedly, they look at my credit card receipts and they match them up. Or, like, this is, I don't know, preventing fraud or doing something. I really have no idea what they're doing.
Does nothing.
Does nothing. But now that we have moved to the digital, where you try and do it with your finger on the giant iPad or whatever, and that signature looks absolutely nothing like my signature. Should I have a pen? So what, in fact, is this actually doing?
Well, and you can even do the electronic where you just type your name now.
Right, and it's like, which font would you
it
like?
It had to have been him who typed his name. Read it. It says Jason Moore.
He knew his initials.
When I sign the digital iPads, I try to make it just...
You do?
I try to make it a horror show. Oh. I try to make it the most... worthless scribble that you've ever seen under the sun. Because you don't have precision with that.
No.
So I just, it's dirty.
In my young adult life, I had a long period of time, probably a year or two, where I signed every single receipt Abe Lincoln. No matter what
did
I got.
Did that ever catch up to you?
Abe or Abraham?
Abe. It was the cool version. Abe Lincoln was what I signed everything. And... No, it never mattered. It doesn't. Our signatures don't matter. This is like going back to the time where it was like, you know, not everybody had paper, and if you could find ink and put your name on this, there's.
Well, the funny thing is the point of it is to prove that you purchased something, right? It's to say, hey, sign here. And that way later when you complain about having not bought this, we can show you the receipt that you signed it. But you could just say, no, I didn't.
Right. It says Abe Lincoln. I'm not, that's not even me.
So it's even better. It's even more in your advantage to sign it Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, I tell all spitwads, listen, don't stop signing your name. Stop it. Find your favorite person from
history.
We are
not financial advisors.
We are
not financial. Maybe fraud. Maybe recommending fraud on the show.
I might or might not recommend that you sign your favorite historical name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think signatures are
That's
stupid.
Why Mike signs all his Mussolini.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, he did good stuff, right?
We all have heroes. But
he was Italy, right?
Well, it's just one word. If you just write Mussolini, you don't even have to.
But I spell it M like a moose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, if so that was on the highway
what
to
if
spell?
He was? I don't know if he was a
moose.
Was
he half moose?
He could have been. They cut him in half,
mean.
And they grow back.
They're mean creatures.
We've lost it. I cannot take the HTTP. And the worst part about the http://.
Stop it!
I say that you're gonna
stop!
Trigger
I mean.
This guy.
That's what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, I was triggered the first time around, and now you did it twice. You are
no,
too
they're
smart.
Actually forward slashes.
They are forward slashes. Exactly.
No,
right.
I know. What you're telling me to stop because I said it wrong?
Yes, you said yeah. /.
Who gives a crap?
I give a crap. I give a lot of crap.
Just say /. People know what you mean.
That's fine, but
You're when the you, forward slash guy?
Yes.
When you...
Yes.
I'm fine with slash slash. You want to say slash slash, that's fine. But when you say backslash, you're saying a different character. That's like saying the letter... Yeah.
That's what it's like hanging out with guys like you.
HTTQ colon... For, like, that's a different character.
When the forward slash guy comes over to the house, the whole crowd go, he's here.
The fact... Like, and this is something I knew, so I figured it would come up at some point during this conversation. But the fact that of the three of us, the one of us who butchers, mangles, and murders the English language on a regular basis
is a forward slash Nazi.
Is the one who goes insane when you call it the wrong slash.
Shows how important it is. Because if the lowest common denominator...
Psychotic.
Well, that's fair. That's guilty as charged.
If there's anybody out there or any browser in the world where you're typing the word, you know, NBC.com and it breaks because you don't got HTTP colon slash slash. No, I don't want to do that. I can't be that guy.
What?
I just typed in to prove my point.
Oh, yes,
HTTP.
Yes.
Colon backslash.
I bet it worked.
NBC.com.
Yeah.
And it took me to the website.
Yeah.
Did it
fix
it?
Wait a minute. Maybe this is just NBC. I got to give me another. Where else can I go?
ABC.
Oh, crazy. How'd you come up with that? Backslash. ABC.com. Okay. Well, we've got a problem.
Your world is crumbling.
My views are
now,
starting
now
to change.
Now, out of curiosity for your example, if you typed in HTTQ,
let's see.
I bet it won't work.
Q. NBC.
Yes.
It
does that work?
No, Google's wondering what I'm doing.
Oh, are you going to let it fall away? Is this?
Oh, I have to.
Yeah.
New
this
information.
Is the final day.
New information says, like, so I can actually type backslash and it's fine.
You're not 40 sure. yet, so you can change your opinion on a topic you once believed to be something else.
Where else do you use slashes?
Where else do you use slashes?
Yeah.
When making a list of things like a this or that, sometimes you'll say, you know,
and
you'll use
yeah,
a slash.
Sure.
Okay. No, and like division, but and division then would be a forward slash, is that right? Because the one that goes up is the forward?
It's the same slash. A forward slash is the same one that's inside
right, it. Okay.
So that's the same one that would be in a fraction.
When do you ever use a backslash?
Why is it there? I don't know why.
Why is a back...
Okay, thank you.
What do you use a backslash for?
It's programming.
You use it in programming?
I think.
You're just making that up. You don't know.
Well, I mean, it's on a computer, so they're using it for something.
That is...
But where in regular life are you ever putting a backslash into something?
Now, maybe if you're making a text emoji and you need...
Okay.
You need a character that goes from the top
backslashes
left.
Backslashes are primarily used in computer coding.
That's it?
Yes. They also appear in some technical writing. So this distinguishment that we need made is one character never ever used. This is why I say just say slash.
Sure.
Nevertheless, I'm signing all my texts. I'm not going to be the guy that has to say the beginning of a URL.
I'm definitely saying the full URL because I don't do that often. I don't tell people, hey, go to, you know, thefantasyfootballers.com.
Go to grammarpolice.net.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I told someone a URL.
That's true. Frequency.
You don't? We do it all the time on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Andy does. He's the host. I don't tell them to go there.
Oh, here we go again with the HTTP.
I'm getting backslashes in there soon. Mike, what's your final answer here?
I guess it's the URL one.
It even works later in the... I just tried NFL.com/footballers.
Uh-huh.
It works.
Yeah, because it was 2021.
No. Wow. Good job,
Jenny
Internet.
From Twitter, would you rather search for a needle in a haystack or go on a wild goose chase?
This is a good one.
Can you catch a goose?
You can.
Do you think you could do it?
I do believe that I could.
Can
they,
you, can
they're
you wear,
large.
Can you wear them down?
They're large. And they're mean.
They're so mean.
They're mean. I don't know if you've ever
oh,
had
I know they're mean, but they can fly, too. And that part I can't do.
Yeah, but they'd rather fight you.
Yeah, they're not.
Fight or flight for an animal that it can actually fly, they would much rather fight
you. But this is not a wild goose fight. This is a wild goose chase. You're obviously running after a goose.
If it's a wild goose chase, I imagine myself, I'm on a horse.
Okay.
I'm definitely on a horse in the country trying to
flying get a horse?
No, but it will come down eventually, and I'll have some kind of musket.
Okay. Does it have one of the tips of the guns that are widespread like a trumpet's?
Yeah, this is a one-shot musket that takes 30 minutes to reload, of course.
Originally, trumpets and muskets were the same thing. They were identical.
I didn't realize that on the goose chase side of this, we get weapons and vehicles.
Well, it's not a vehicle. It's
I'm
a
not
horse.
Sure I'm catching a goose better on horseback, if I'm honest.
I feel like you want to sneak
I need to grab
attack.
The neck.
You need to sneak. You need to sneak up behind a goose. You don't want to run. If you run and chase, that's going to anger the goose.
Okay, well, now we got to get into the speed. How fast can a goose fly? The answer is 40 miles an hour.
What?
No. Yeah, no, they cannot.
What do you think flying V's? I mean, it's not just ducks.
40?
40 miles an hour.
Yes, they can cruise, my friends. That's a long chase.
And they can increase up to 70 if they're in a strong tailwind.
That's faster than a Prius can go. That's crazy.
But a needle in a haystack.
That's the Canadian version. Apparently,
I will do the needle one.
Oh, you will never find
I have the patience.
Do you have a hay allergy?
Oh, I do. Oh. I do, actually. Whoops.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to your death.
Wait, did I just choose I'd rather die in a haystack instead of chasing a goose?
Now, if we get a musket and a horse, can I just get a magnet?
Sure, but it's one of those old-timey where
it's got to be the horseshoe
magnet. I thought
magnet.
The magnet was for the goose still. I didn't know what
I want to scramble its brains. I don't. No, it was for the needle in the haystack.
Geese
so I can
love
find
magnets.
I mean, if you're in the haystack thing, though, any search like that, there's something when I look at the haystack, I say, I'm going to find it. Because
no,
I could take every
never.
Strand of hay out. It might take me days, but
would,
I will find the
dude,
needle.
At the very end, when you put that last piece of hay over onto the new pile
you
and you haven't
it.
Found it, you're going to... To want to
that will be a problem.
Find that little worm guillotine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I have the patience. I can't I can't find milk in my fridge. So finding a needle in this haystack is never going to happen for me.
I'm not sure you could catch the goose ever.
I will catch the goose. I will. Here's my strategy for catching the goose, okay? I'm going to try to sneak up on it. I'm a big fella. It's not going to work.
Okay.
You're going to see me coming no matter even.
Yeah, it's going to bite you.
Which direction? Absolutely. My next goal is to chase the goose to anger it. I want this goose has to come to me. This goose has to try to get me gone. And then it's a fight. I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I am saying I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try and probably just one good kickball style, you know, run downhill and take a kick. That's my only chance.
So I Googled, can you beat a goose in a fight? Because I just wanted to see what would come up. And it's this Kiora.com. I think that's just one of those, like, anyone can answer it. And someone said, if a goose attacked me, could I punch it in self-defense? And the answer was, no. It is unfair to punch anything that is unable to make a fist. In the case of a goose attack, you must defend yourself with your elbows only.
If it can't make a fist, you can't use your fist.
That's fair. That's like your wing. It's a wing on wing.
I've always imagined I'd grab it by the neck.
Yes, that's what you would try to do, except...
like a snake.
It's not a joke that that geese are ornery, mean...
Yeah,
vicious animals.
But they can't do much, can they?
They hiss so loud, and it's in the
like
moment.
A snake.
In the moment, it's terrifying. Growing up, I had a friend that lived on some farmland, and they had a goose. And this thing, if you got in the pen, that goose was coming at you, man, coming at you, trying to kill you. I don't know why. I don't know what their problem is. Probably because we eat them all the time.
We eat wild geese all the time.
The goose is cooked, man.
Yeah, I haven't had goose in a while.
Well, we used to. I'm talking about humans.
Oh, okay.
Not
okay.
You.
I feel like...
You can't go get drive-thru and get goose.
Yeah, that's my point. That's kind of what I was saying.
Give me the goose burger. A
nice
side of goose nuggets.
Yeah.
Can you get ground goose?
No, Mike. You don't. We've moved past that part of our history. All right, Joseph. Joseph says, with money on the line, would you rather compete in a high school spelling bee or a high school math competition?
Oh, goodness.
That's
gracious.
Easy for me. That's spelling bee. I've already proven on this
show. Your spelling is pretty
and I
on
have,
point.
I have purged all math. All math. I don't know how to multiply fractions. I don't know how to do...
Understandable.
I don't even know how to do long division on a piece of paper anymore. I would not inherently remember. I might get there. But with money on the line, I can spell something.
Yeah, I think I would rather go the math route. But there are certain things in high school math that I know for a fact I don't remember. You know,
sure.
Tangent and cosine. Like, that's gone. That stuff is lost forever until, I have to go back to high school and relearn it. I don't remember certain, like, geometry things. But I think, like... You know, all normal algebra, high school.
That's how far you could go is algebra?
Yeah, I think I could squeeze
a little.
You can
solve for X?
I think, I could solve for X. I think I can go a little bit further than algebra.
We'll test this soon.
Yeah, but certainly can't spell. We've had that proven on this show. So I'm going to take the
math. What if we give you 2 weeks of preparation?
2 weeks of prep, I feel good about a math test.
Okay.
I couldn't. You could give me 2 years of prep on a spelling test, and
right.
That's not happening.
Yeah, if you gave me 2 weeks of prep on math, I might go that direction too.
All right. Do you feel like you
I
could
feel
catch
like
up?
I just need a brush up.
A refresher of like, this
exactly.
is how you do that. So, I mean, this is what's happened over the last several years. We now have, like, I've got a middle schooler, and over the last few years, I mean, when they got back into like third, fourth grade, back in like they were kicked out. after several years, they were finally allowed back in the third grade.
Got them smoking in the bathroom,
killing a bunch of worms. it was like exactly what you said. Long division. Long division took me.
Yeah, but
like,
they do it all different now. Like every single bit of math that my kids have done, none of it has been like, it's all been like, what are you doing? How did you get it that way?
Oh, see, obviously our kids go to different schools, but mine is the same math.
Really,
I grew
they
up
use
with.
The traditional one?
Yeah,
or it's our traditional? Great. I don't know if that's
No,
regular. I agree, it's great.
They use '90s math.
'90s math. You go to a '90s school. Yeah. Those things are so cool, man.
Snap bracelets.
What are you doing, Mike? You doing the math?
Yeah, I have to. I've
proven.
Yeah, I'm not good at the spelling.
But this is also another weird thing. High school spelling isn't a thing. Like, there's no spelling tests in high school.
There are some.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
there's not.
The spelling test is writing a paper and getting it marked down for spelling things wrong.
I guess the last spelling test I remember was in science. It was, we had to learn all the the prefixes and things.
Here's the truth. High school math, high school spelling, you don't need either. You really don't. For life.
Oh, right. Certainly.
I mean, I grew up being
depends
told,
on your job, you might need some of that
correct.
Math.
Correct. There are some things, and I don't think you shouldn't learn math.
Right.
That's not the same thing. I'm saying you don't need to memorize it. Memorizing things in today's day and age is so different than it used to be. It's same with like dates of things. Like, you just ask your watch when this thing happened. So having a general knowledge, but memory stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, and
it's
you're
the worst.
And you type, well, and every bit of spelling gets corrected.
We were talking about this, I don't remember when, but like, how many phone numbers do you remember now? Because it's like, I know my number,
I
know my wife's.
I don't know my dad's.
I know my mom and dad, and I remember my old home phone number, but that is it. Well, Pizza Hut delivery.
220-4444.
Yes. But other than that.
Yeah.
867-5309.
I don't remember them
well,
either.
Well, that's Jenny. Yes. Yeah.
Going to the spelling side, Andy, you're right. Whenever you type anything, it's going to correct. It's going to put a little red wiggly line. But but every now and then, you're in a position where you got to write things out on paper.
Sure.
And I can get myself into trouble. I'm telling you, I thesaurus my way around my papers when I have to write something out by hand. I start writing. I
Wait,
get about
so you
three
switch words if you can't
absolutely.
Spell it. Can't spell it.
I get three letters in. I go, eraser.
This was not ridiculous. This was really weird.
Exactly. I have done that.
That's funny.
Guilty.
Yeah. That is really, really funny. All right, let's do some Liar Liar.
Oh, yes. Spitwads, 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35. If you've watched our YouTube, you know I'm one of them. You don't have to be embarrassed, and you could do something about it. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. And there are 2 FDA-approved medications that can help prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers both of them. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair, convenient virtual doctor consultations, medication delivered right to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home, and it's low-cost. Treatments start at just $10 per month. Keeps offers the generic versions, discreet packaging, and proven results. They have more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and prevention is key. Treatments could take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. If you're ready to take action, prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/ballers to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/ballers to get your first month free. KEEPS.com/ballers.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
More like loser to loser. That's what you're going to be, Owl.
You got any more for him?
Yeah, you stink.
Physically. I smell you.
Yeah, you got body odor. You got a problem. Sweating. Here we are, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th time we've tried to defeat him. If you haven't heard this before, Liar Liar is a simple segment. I give you 3 facts. 2 of them are true. 1 is a lie. That's it. And we have not gone 3 rounds defeating Al because he is just a ridiculously terrible person and a spectacular liar.
I have read through the first 3, gentlemen.
Thanks. Well, thanks for the announcement.
Thanks for the help.
That's the update.
Round 1. Here are the facts. I'm ahead of you guys.
No, there's already a problem.
All right. Fact number 1. According to a study from Boston University, consuming a single Arby's beef and cheddar sandwich was found to have a greater contribution to heart disease than 8 McDonald's McRib sandwiches.
Oh, man, that can't be true.
Could be.
I've had a McRib, I know.
We've also had the beef and cheddar.
Oh, okay.
Fact number 2, during World War II, a Great Dane named Juliana was awarded the Blue Cross Medal for extinguishing an incendiary bomb by peeing on it.
Okay.
A Great Dane peed on a bomb to save somebody
and allegedly got a medal.
Now that's not a dame, right? This is the dog.
A great
what is this, guys and dolls?
Great Dame.
Yes, see,
she went over there and pissed on it. You see,
she's a real buster.
I am today years old when I learned that Great Dames are Danes. The dog.
You've gone your whole life not knowing that?
I have always, entire life, thought that they are Great Danes with an M. I mean, you want to talk about...
You thought the dog was a Great Dane?
I thought the dog was a Great Dane. Oh, my bad. A Great Dane. Interesting.
You've said this to people out loud.
Yeah, but you don't know because you hear what you should hear. I mean, if I've got a Great Dane... You're gonna hear.
You're right. I did.
Right. It didn't sound wrong when I said it.
You heard.
I've got a golden doodle and a Great Dane named Marley, and you just ignore it. No one has ever corrected me. Wow.
They're all just saying he didn't just say
Great Dane.
Oh my God. Now, do you know what a dame is?
It's a wonderful old madam. That's
there. You go. Yeah.
But do you know what a Great Dane
is? A super awesome.
All right, so a Great Dane named Juliana peed on an incendiary bomb.
Oh, no.
And the third fact, use of the anagram, or I'm sorry, of the acronym OMG in place of Oh My God was not originated in online chat rooms or text messaging. The first known use was in a letter from Lord Fisher to Winston Churchill in 1917.
I believe you.
Psychopath.
I think that that one is true because, you know, that's taking the Lord's name in vain. Maybe you want to hide that in your message.
Gotcha.
And
OMG was back in a 1917 letter.
Yeah, I believe it.
Sir Winston, OMG.
Did you see that?
My lamp's burnt out again.
Did you see that Great Dame? OMG, she was something.
She dropped a real whizzer on that bomb.
All right.
There's no way that's true.
No, it can't be true.
Like a dog.
A dog could get lucky.
And a dog could like. I can buy into the intelligence and compassion of a dog to like jump on the grenade. Like you could convince me that happened. But they were smart enough to see a fire and just go. Pee on it?
Yeah, I think it could just be curiosity. I don't think they were trying to save anybody.
Just like a pure luck?
I think they're like, whoa, I want to pee on that. Look how cool that is.
They thought it was a hydrant?
And they pee on everything. I'm locking in the Arby's beef and cheddar sandwich found to have greater contribution to heart disease than 8 McDonald's McRib sandwiches.
Now, that's based off your extensive research of consuming the McRib?
And beef and cheddars.
Okay.
Absolutely. If this is true, I've got a lot of heart disease going on in my body.
I thought you were a McRib guy.
Oh, I am, but I'm both. So.
But you can eat them 8-to-1.
Well, now I will, but I've probably only eaten them 1-to-1, so that's like...
I am voting the OMG is the lie. I'm going with that one. I think the Boston University thing's right. I think the Great Dane thing... Some dog lucked into peeing on a bomb.
It's possible.
I can't accept the OMG one. This is more technicality.
Maybe he was running out of room on the paper. OMG.
Okay.
That's my final answer.
So you two feel convicted about that?
Is that what your final answer is?
No, mine is the McRib Arby's. Okay. I think that's the lie.
So now, Mike, you have to decide whether you want to survive a round.
I don't have great conviction on either or any of these. So for the team.
All right.
For the true spitballers. I will lock in the Great Dane.
All right. Who is moving on?
Jason is moving on.
Yeah.
Okay. So the OMG is true, huh?
I will carry. Let's go, Spitwads. I will take down the monster that is Owl.
And you will consume many McRib sandwiches.
And the beef and cheddars, they're good for my heart.
Is there a true fact to that one that you know and you just...
No, that was just fabricated.
So, Is it the cheddar or is it the beef?
No, that's a lie.
Yeah, this is a lie.
I had it backwards.
I believe it is all healthy. Okay. Is what I learned.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Round two. When people verbalize one of the words in an acronym when saying it aloud, like pin number, ATM machine, it is known as RAS syndrome, redundant acronym syndrome. Okay. Got it. That was hard to follow for a second. But I guess, you know, ATM machine, right? Because the word machine is also in the acronym.
I got you.
Or PIN number.
Yes, yes.
Numbers in the acronym.
Yes.
So that's fact number one, or a lie. Number two, platypuses do not have nipples. They sweat milk, which pools in skin folds for their babies to lap up off their skin.
What?
And number three, Stephen Hawking, Galileo, and Albert Einstein were all born on June 12th of different years. Two of them, Galileo and Einstein, both died on September 9th in different years.
Einstein?
Oh, yeah.
What did I say?
Einstein.
Really?
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, he was a great Dane.
Okay.
I think that one's got to be true. That's too wild.
It is wild.
Although Al is a sneaky snark.
Yes. So... It's a syndrome, RAS syndrome, and hold on. So it's called RAS syndrome, but
which in and of itself
is RAS.
Yes. That's a bit of a built-in trick there. That could be the lie.
It's either a lie
RA, or... It's either RA syndrome.
or stupid.
Right. Got any? I mean, Jason's the one who's still alive, but I would like to beat Jason.
You cackled a lot at the nipples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Platypuses don't have nipples.
Now, the platypi, they're a mammal that lays eggs.
Is it platypi?
I don't know.
Okay.
So they already break the rules of a mammal.
You can just look at them and know this is true.
It's platypuses.
Is it?
It is.
I mean, everything about
them. It is. I just looked it up.
Everything about platypuses are hysterical. I mean, of course they're going to sweat milk pools for you to lap up from skin folds because...
They're so cute.
It's the most ridiculous thing that has ever existed on this earth.
They're so weird looking.
If they that is...
Lot, but they do a lot of swimming.
If that's the lie, Al deserves this one. So I don't think that's it. Now here's the thing with this. Help me.
I'm doing the lie on the acronym mess.
Okay.
I think that's where I lean too.
Why would he lie about it? It's too technical.
So the whole Stephen Hawking, Galileo, Albert Einstein thing. My only thought with that is that sounds like, you know how like, oh, Cleopatra was born nearer to the invention of the iPhone than to the creation of the pyramids. That, like, you see that fact online. I feel like we would have seen this fact. Like, I would have known this one.
And then these are three big names he could have just thought up and stuck them together.
Are you familiar with all of the, and now I don't know how true, this could just be one of those folklore things, but the connection of Kennedy and Lincoln. And how the two of them have just like these super absurd crossovers, the two assassinated presidents of like Lincoln had a secretary with the last name of Kennedy and Kennedy had the secretary of the last name of Lincoln. And there's just
weird stuff like
really,
that.
Really weird crossovers that Owl, look.
Did
look,
you hear that in
that
a
up.
Liar Liar segment perchance?
No, I didn't. But look that up because I don't want to look like I'm cheating over here typing things in.
All right, we got a pick.
Yeah, you do. I'm gonna lock in the RAS syndrome one as a lie. Mike, you gotta lock one in too.
I'm locking in the nips.
All right.
Oh man.
Platypi nips.
I have to believe they have them.
Yeah.
I am going to go with the RAS syndrome. It's too boring. I don't think he would have picked that as a fun, true thing.
Okay. Well. What's the truth?
The lie was the Galileo.
Yeah.
I'm so angry.
Our trivia is not good enough.
I knew that.
So now we're playing for nothing.
Well, now we're playing to tie Jason.
Yeah, because none of us got that.
Yeah.
The last round. Number one, the actors who played Munchkins in The Wizard of Oz were paid $50 per week. The actor that played Toto was paid $125 per week.
Yeah, that one's true.
The Peter Piper Procession is an annual Canadian contest wherein participants compete to say the Peter Piper tongue twister the fastest.
That sounds pretty Canadian.
Sounds good to me. An Afghan Taliban commander, Mohammed Ashan, turned himself into local authorities trying to claim the $100 reward
prize
that he had seen on a wanted poster for his own arrest.
That has to have happened at some point.
There's no way Al made that up. I'm going with the Peter Piper as the lie.
Okay.
I'm doing that too. Wait, then you'll win.
Well, then pick something else. Yeah. I'm going to win either way. But
yeah,
Al's the real
winner.
If
he's right.
I'm going to change it to the Afghan Taliban commander one as the lie. Mike? I got to give myself a shot to even up.
I think it's the Peter Piper one. I'm going to lock that one in as the lie.
That is correct. Jason went 2 for 3 on this one.
And I was so close to the Galileo one.
I hope I didn't talk you out of it.
No, you didn't. Okay. I just
yeah, you had
myself.
Like 1 in 3 chance of being right on it.
Well, I knew the platypus thing had to be real.
So did we find out?
So they don't have nipples.
So
that's what you're telling me.
they sweat milk into
How
pools in which their skin folds.
Through their nipples.
Babies lap up their milk from their skin.
That's gross.
So they do lactate?
Was anything of the Lincoln Kennedy stuff true, or is it all just...
It looks like it's mostly urban legend,
okay,
from what I could find.
All right. Well, let's...
Fair enough. We lose again.
We lose again.
Spitwads, with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep.
What if I wanted stale, bad recipes?
Well, then turn your phone off. You don't need to listen to this because I'm talking about fresh, awesome recipes. You know, if you love going to the grocery store and waiting in lines, don't listen to this because this helps you skip those awful trips to the grocery store. Do you want to create your own recipe and find all the ingredients? No, have it done for you. The holidays, they're hectic enough, but HelloFresh keeps things simple. With the recipes, the ingredients, everything pre-portioned, everything easy, they have 50 menu and market items to choose from every week. Vegetarian, no problem. Calorie smart, great. Gourmet, family friendly, they have food
for you.
All the awesome food that relates to the winter as, you know, fall transitions to winter. They're good. Look, I've literally used HelloFresh for years. They make life easier. They make life more delicious. It is a really great value. Even at full price, it's over 30% cheaper than grocery stores. And with the holiday deal, it's time to try it for even less. Go to HelloFresh.com/Spitballers14. Use our code Spitballers14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Once again, for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts, go to HelloFresh.com/Spitballers14 and use the code Spitballers14. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, today we have we've been listening. We've got all your draft suggestions, and if you have more, please send them to us. Jointhespit.com. Those who support us, they can submit their draft ideas over there. We're always looking for new, exciting ones. We've had people ask us for video game battle royale, video game characters.
So we tightened it up.
Yep. And we did Nintendo characters because there are infinity video game characters, and it was gonna be hard. So
I can't wait to call you guys when a character's not actually a Nintendo character.
today we're just doing Nintendo characters. Oh no.
Because there are characters that you think of are Nintendo, but they are in fact not.
You mean that are in Nintendo games,
correct,
but aren't Nintendo characters?
That is correct.
And the number one on my list is probably that. Now that you've brought that to my attention.
And there will be none of those shenanigans while I'm around.
Okay.
I don't think that'll happen to my list. I've got the first pick.
Yeah.
And I'm starting, it's a fight. It's a fight to the death.
We're in a ring again. This is a battle royale. We're not just picking them for a draft.
Right. We are fighting to the death with these characters. And if I've learned one thing from Nintendo, it's that in the end, the good guys win. I know there's some powerful bad guys, but I need a good guy because I want to win.
Okay.
And ain't no good guy quite as strong as Donkey Kong.
Oh.
So I will be taking Donkey Kong with the 101.
Now,
give me some,
that's a
some
bit of
strength.
It's a bit of a conundrum for your reasoning because Donkey Kong definitely started as a bad guy.
Exactly. But where did he finish?
I'm not really sure.
He's a good guy. You play Donkey Kong game. Absolutely. He's a hero.
He's just a huge monkey.
Yeah, but in his game, he's simply trying to recover his bananas. That's neither a good guy nor a bad guy. He is,
at the end of the day, a big monkey that you have for your team, though.
Yeah, he's a protagonist.
So.
Okay, it's a good pick. Your argument is garbage, but it's a great pick.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to be on full red alert for all my picks. Because Mike is the video game archive master. And I'm like sitting here Googling to make sure that my characters are. But I'm going with Samus.
Yes. Samus would have been my first pick.
Okay. So Samus from the Metroid series. I get a gun. I can flip around. You ain't hitting me.
She's covered in armor. She's got all sorts of weapons.
Yeah. It's what I need. It's what I want. And I panicked for some reason thinking, wait, Did she originate in like some pre-Atari or Sega world or something that I didn't know about? All right, so Samus is officially my number one pick.
It's a tremendous pick. It was absolutely the top of my list. I kind of figured she would.
You thought she'd make it through?
I was hoping. I was hoping. All right, so my first pick, I... See, man, I like your powers. I like Jason's powers. And so, I mean, if I had a
character... Now, he's throwing barrels, right, to be clear?
Well, he's very strong.
He hits the ground and there's earthquakes.
Yes. But, like, if I could get your strength and get your weapons, then I would do that, which I could, because with my first pick, I will take Kirby, who is some sort of... I don't even know what he's made out of.
Kirby,
he's some sort of lovable cream puff that eats people and takes their powers.
I just assumed you would let me have the one that eats everything.
Never.
So, yeah, okay, so what you were saying is that Kirby will gain the power.
Yes.
You were not saying that Kirby has it inherently before eating something.
No, that is correct.
Okay, because cream puff, is that what you said?
I don't know what he is.
Yeah, he's so lightweight.
He's a cloud, he can fly.
If it's windy in the arena, Kirby's got to worry about
it. He can turn into a brick. So he can be firmly planted.
Hey, what's that brick over there?
It's just a brick that has eyes. Yeah.
It is hard to imagine fighting
Kirby
because he could just swallow you at any time.
Yes.
It makes me want to draft a bomb of some sorts.
he eats the bombs.
Mm. Okay, Mike. You took Kirby.
All right.
Definitely on my list.
And now...
I like this draft a lot. This is fun.
With the second... The second pick here is a lot tougher.
Yeah, you got a long way to wait, too.
I do. And I'm gonna go with some size. I'm gonna go with some anger. He's covered in armor. I'm gonna take Bowser.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Bowser.
You got another tank out there.
That's right. I got a big meat shield out there. Is he a turtle?
I think he's a turtle, yeah.
Is he just an angry turtle?
Yeah, he's like the king of the Koopa Troopas. Yeah.
He took some steroids. I mean, there were some performance-enhancing drugs.
Not natural.
And certainly not a good guy. I mean...
Oh, no.
I don't think Kirby and Bowser, we've ever seen them strolling down the street together.
That's... But,
so they are going to have... They're going to... Some chemistry things.
Yeah, we'll be okay. I think we'll work it out.
All right, I'm going to actually go with what I think is a very versatile pick. Very similar to Kirby in some ways, but also will serve to help the rest of my characters on the battlefield.
Okay.
Because I can ride him.
Oh, okay.
Which means I'm going with Yoshi.
Yes, okay.
I can eat you. I can turn you into an egg. You can ride me. I mean, Yoshi is versatile, so I will take Yoshi as my second pick.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right.
And lovable. Come on.
Oh, very. Gobbler versus gobbler. I see.
I'm gonna venture into the danger zone. Okay.
What?
Well, I might be put on blast by Mike here for this. But all of my list.
Do it.
My list was almost entirely like super classic, like basically all Mario characters.
Okay.
Like Yoshi.
And then exactly. And then when you picked the Metroid,
Samus? Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I'm taking Zelda.
Okay.
Zelda is a Nintendo character?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. I was like, it was, because it was the first on Nintendo.
Now I'm taking
Zelda,
okay.
the girl.
Yes.
The princess.
Yes, the princess. She is the more powerful of the two when all magic is considered. So, and I feel like in a poll, people will just see Zelda and they will vote whatever they want to see.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You'll get credit for the series.
Yeah, I will.
Yes. Now, I mean, she's good. She turns into, I think it's Sheik, later on, the ninja.
I don't know. I never played with her on any of the games. She was so weak.
Okay.
She gained power later on in the series.
All right, I got you.
All right, and I've got another pick here. Now, this one is not the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Not the strongest, not the toughest.
Not good at fighting.
Not good at fighting.
Bad for a team.
Here's the truth. All of these super strong enemies are always defeated by him. He can fly at times. He can shoot fireballs from his nose at times. I'm taking Mario.
Yeah.
The classic of all classics.
Did you almost go Braveheart right there?
No, no.
Oh.
So you're going Mario.
I'm going Mario.
I have the Braveheart speech.
No, I didn't.
I think Mario's a leader. So for a team.
Yeah.
So if you need a character to turn Donkey Kong from bad to good to bad to good, like Mario's going to lead the way. And I might have made him my next pick, so I think that's a good one.
I feel like he just kind of lucks into things.
Now, he normally goes after a princess,
yes,
right? But now he's got Zelda on his team.
Yeah.
So are you creating a conflict for him?
No, he's, I mean, look.
A competing princess?
He likes Zelda a lot. he looks at Zelda, he says, I would save you.
Right.
But here's what I know. I know if one of you guys get Zelda, Mario's going to go rescue her. Right?
So, yeah.
I'm good there.
Well, he will attempt.
Yeah, Mario always wins.
I like Mario. But,
yeah.
But why do we like Mario?
We like just, Mario he's because...
Just, he's just the everyman.
Yeah. He's just the everyman that gets plumber. It done.
Yeah, he's just a Joe he's plumber.
An Italian plumber, man.
He's just a dude who ate a mushroom, yeah, and then all of a sudden he thought he could go down some pipes.
He's a regular dude that wants to go save a princess. That's the classic story.
Yeah.
And he has to overcome a steroided up giant turtle.
He's a little overweight, but he's right. Not fat. He's just a little pudgy. He's your everyman.
Luigi should have been the main character, but instead he is.
Luigi's a weakling.
He's shockingly athletic. Surprisingly.
Right. Yes, Mario.
Yes.
All right. So this is.
We've got Mario on the set.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Mm. Over by me. Mm. My third pick. So I've got Samus and I have Yoshi. And this one's really tough for me because I don't think I have two that I'm between, and I think Mike's going to take the other one. So I want to. I'm gonna stick with my strengths as a team, which is I am nimble, I have firepower.
Okay.
I've got the versatility. I could be shooting guns on the back of a Yoshi. He's eating people while I'm shooting. So I'm gonna keep the armory up. So I'm gonna go with Fox McCloud.
Oh.
I'm going to take Fox from Star Fox. I'm going to bring the pistol. I got my laser pistol with me.
Yeah, you got speed.
I've got speed. I'm small enough, you know, to sneak around the battlefield, but I'm going to shoot you. And Samus and Fox are going to be firing blasters all over the place.
Yeah, that's a lot of ranged DPS that you've got there.
I don't have a tank right now, but I've got Fox, Samus, and Yoshi.
Sometimes you take speed.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to – I know one of mine then for sure. Because I believe in the intelligence of the listener and the poll voter, where Jason is,
I actually think that Zelda is the more powerful character. Yeah.
Are you taking Link?
I will be taking Link as one of my
picks. It was Link or Fox that I was deciding between.
Link was just, when you guys were growing up, what was the Nintendo game for you?
Super Mario World.
No, Nintendo. Not Super.
I couldn't afford one, Mike. I didn't have that.
But you didn't go to like someone's house who had one?
Yeah, I did. And yeah, I would have been between Mario 2, right?
Okay.
Weird. It was either...
I was thinking of Mario 3, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of Mario 3.
It was either Mario or Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh.
I wish Mike Tyson could be a Nintendo character because I'd draft him.
Well, he cannot. But
so do you believe that Link is a better poll getter than Fox McCloud?
I don't know. I was just Jason's started off his argument for Zelda, saying he thinks the people will just vote for Zelda.
Yeah.
No, I believe that they will not. There's not a problem with taking Zelda.
But she's also the more powerful of the two, so there you go.
She could be. Link is always failing, as we've seen. All right, my final pick. All right. Yeah, there's a lot that I want to go with, but it will be my final pick. So let's see. So far I have Link, I got Bowser, I got Kirby. I don't really have any speed on this team.
It's true.
So I got to take that up a notch. And you have firepower. Well, I will take some lightning power. And I will take Pikachu.
Oh, really?
That is correct, because Pikachu is, in fact, a Nintendo character.
Really?
Nintendo owns Pokemon.
Okay. All right.
Nintendo created Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can him and haul all you want, but it's just like Mario.
But wasn't, just to debate it for a moment, I'm not trying to take it out of your team if it's a fair pick,
mm-hmm.
but wasn't Pikachu invented outside the video game universe before he became a video game character?
No.
No.
He was created as a Pokemon.
Yeah, the video game was the genesis of Pokemon.
Before the card game.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I didn't think of a Pokemon in this.
They're open now. Jigglypuff is yours.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stay with the classics.
Jigglypuff.
You made both your picks?
I did.
Okay. I need to get... look, I'm going to be shooting guns. I'm going to be flying around. I've got a lot of little characters. Okay. I need somebody to be the meat shield, to be the target, to be the enemy. I need somebody that's going to come at you and he's going to annoy you. He's going to draw fire. He's got the size to withstand a few punches. Wario. So I will go with Wario for my
final pick. It basically cancels out Mario.
I wanted to draft Wario, but I was like, if these two are on the same team, there's going to be some real problems.
That's fair. Mike, I thought you were going to go with Diddy Kong for the speed.
Oh, no.
I thought you would go with, like, you know.
The inferior Kong?
Correct.
No.
The undersized.
Well, you did it with Link.
Oh.
So
Link is not a Kong.
All right, so let's see here.
So true.
All right, so I've got the last pick, and I'm trying to decide. So I did not have the Pokemon on my, because it just didn't, I get it, they are, but it didn't feel that way.
I think that's the only one that should get drafted.
Yeah, okay, say that to Mewtwo.
Why does it mean we could have a Pokemon draft all by itself?
I do want to stay classic. I want to go with my OG list. And I'm going to take...
I like that he... Mewtwo. Look at this nerd over here.
You're nerding me. Yeah. You're the one that actually drafted a Pokemon. Mewtwo's more powerful. but I'm going to take... I want a boss. And you got Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking King Boo.
Yeah.
I was going to go...
Okay.
Originally just like a ghost. And I'm like, why would I take a ghost when I can have the king of the ghosts?
It was King Boo or Wario for my tank. So it's a great pick.
There you go.
Because I thought of it, too.
Because you thought
of it. That's the only reason.
The only downside is like when you're actually looking at...
Don't look at me.
He can't move.
Don't look at me.
So he's a bad character to be one-on-one with at the end?
Right, but in the beginning, he can go... I mean, he's going to take down half your team while you're fighting other people.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Jason has Donkey Kong, Zelda, Mario, and King Boo. Mike has Kirby, Bowser, Link, and Pikachu. And I have Samus, Yoshi, Fox, McCloud, and Wario. I think we did a good job. I think we just created, a battle royale equivalent to a game they already made.
What?
Which
no.
is Super Smash Brothers. so we did it.
I did strongly consider drafting Little Mac. So it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny that you brought
Who's
up
Little
Punch
Mac.
Out.
Little Mac
Punch
is
out.
Yeah. Oh. the fighter that you are when you.
Because look at me, he fights, right?
He is a fighter, and eventually. You can beat Mike Tyson. You have to be so good to do that, though. I never beat him. My neighbor's dad beat him. I saw it.
It's funny to think about how games used to be, because you could sit down and play a game, and then you could fail for an hour, and then turn it off. Like, you can't beat that level, you can't beat that character, you can't beat that boss, and you're done for the day.
Because that was the constraints of the technology. It was they can't make a game that lasts for... very long, so you just had to make it really hard.
So you think it was strictly that?
Yes, 100%.
Interesting.
And it doesn't save data, so you gotta play.
And you can't call somebody, or I guess
well,
you could. You can't Google how to beat a level,
right.
Walkthrough.
No, you had to pay $4.99 a minute to call the Nintendo.
To call the 1-900, like...
Yeah, Nintendo Power, whatever it was.
And then they talk real slow to you. Well... I see you want to beat this character.
I'm going to look it up. Just hold on.
In this encyclopedia. All right, that is it for the draft.
What did we learn today?
I learned that it's Great Dane. I thought it was a Great Dane, but...
like Judi Dench?
Exactly. I know what kind of dog she has.
I learned that... Al's still a great liar.
He is a great liar. And I learned that I'm not the only one thinking about signatures. It's out there, and we need to just get rid of them.
You also learned that earthworms do not reform both sides.
Yeah.
You learned it the easy way.
I have a lot of apologies to give out.
Oh, no. Those tiny, tiny.
Frank, Henry.
Oh, those guys.
Larry. Goodbye.
You named them all?
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.
Hey there, thanks for listening. If you want to support this show, get early access, maybe an ad-free show or two, join thespit.com.
We only make a couple of the episodes ad-free there. You'll get one or two ad-free.
You'll never know which one it's going to be, but it'll be ad-free. And you're supporting the show, and it makes you more handsome. Join thespit.com.